You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, the Riverside man who pled guilty to helping the terrorists in the San Bernardino mass shooting get their weapon wants to take back his guilty plea.
Right. This was Enrique Marquez Jr. He was the next-door neighbor of one of the suspects, Syed Rizwan Farouk. And the day after the shooting, he called 911 and reported that his neighbor was the suspect and that he had used Marquez's gun in the shooting. In February 2017, Marquez pled guilty to two counts in a federal indictment, one of conspiracy to supply the rifles and second to lying on a government form when he bought the rifles. He bought one for himself, but he was in fact a straw buyer for the other, according to his own confession. But now he wants to withdraw the guilty plea, not to the falsifying a government form count, but to supplying the weapon. We don't know why, because the motions have been filed under seal in federal court in Riverside. And now most recently, federal prosecutors this week filed an opposition. They don't want to allow Marquez to withdraw that guilty plea. Again, we don't know the reasoning behind either of these motions, but the sentence recommendation from the federal prosecutors is quite lengthy. They've recommended a 25-year sentence.
So can you just do that? Are you able to withdraw your guilty plea like that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the courts kind of want to put a safeguard in place. They don't want people to plead guilty under duress. So when you do enter a guilty plea like that, the judge will question the defendant pretty closely about whether they're doing it of their own free will. So yeah, you do get the option if there's a legal justification for withdrawing it. So we'll see when this goes to court on January 30th and 31st. Those motions are going to be heard. We'll see if that sheds any light on the reasoning behind both of these motions.
Next, the West Valley Water District Board has taken some actions to stem criticism of the troubled district.
Right. We've talked so much about this in the last couple of months. The West Valley Water District has been under fire since a couple of audits, the state controller's office and a private consultant who was hired by the district have pointed out some shortcomings in the district processes. And now at the most recent meeting of the Water District Board, the general manager had recommended extending a couple of contracts, one with a temp agency that was providing employees on a temporary basis, the other with a private consultant who was hired to answer the audit findings. And the Water District Board, with a new board president, by the way, who was just elected last month, refused to extend either of those contracts. They put in place a hiring freeze. They're not going to hire any more employees or do any more internal promotions or transfers until they've had a chance to review the findings and make sure that the processes, the hiring processes, promotional processes, which have come under fire, are proper.
And lastly, an environmental group has accused 340 California cities and counties, several of which are in the Inland Empire, of failing to file required reports on new irrigation permits.
Right, and this requirement under the Water Conservation and Landscaping Act took effect in 2015, but apparently most of the counties and cities in the state are either not aware of it or just failing to file these reports. So the environmental group is called the Natural Resources Defense Council, and they want to get the court to order all of the cities and counties to properly file these reports. So they're using San Bernardino County and the cities of Chino Hills, Rancho Cucamonga, and Redlands as kind of a test case for a larger class action suit that'll get this into the courts and, you know, review whether indeed they're not filing the reports properly and get the court to order all of the cities and counties to file them.
So why these cities in this county?
Well, the NRDC says that's because San Bernardino County and these inland cities, that's where most of the growth is taking place. So that's where most of the irrigation permits for new developments, whether residential or commercial, should be filed. By the way, Ben, before we close out the year, there's one more thing I did want to mention, and that is we talked about Bishop Gerald Barnes, the longest serving bishop in a Catholic diocese. 24 years he's been with the Diocese of San Bernardino, had announced that he's going to be retiring after his birthday in June. The church has named a replacement, but that person will not be on board until February. And so Bishop Barnes has agreed to stay for an additional year to kind of work side by side with the new bishop for a smooth transition.
Thanks for all the reports this year, and we'll see you next year, Cassie. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.